Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Paz Derek, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth, and truth will be spoken here today. Today's show is Saturday, February the 20th. We're on from 10 a.m. to noon every Saturday morning, and again, you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to thank again Darren Weeks, the host of Govern America, the show. It's on every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. It directly precedes us. He always has tremendous information that he's gathered. Also want to thank Todd McGreevy of Common Sense Revisited, the show that directly follows our show at noontime today. And I want to thank all of our sponsors, particularly my friends over at the AG Trading Post and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today, got a special guest today, and he'll be on in about 5 minutes after the first break here. And he is a constitutional scholar and an author, and I'm sure many of you have heard from him or heard of him. His name is Michael Bednarik, and we haven't been able to connect with him yet, but hopefully he'll be connected here pretty soon. And again, after the break, we'll come back and talk with him. Last week, we covered all kind of ground. We bounced around from thing to thing, and you know, I think what I tried to talk about was, you know, what it is that's happened to America and how the government has tricked us into adhesive contracts. And these adhesive contracts, I've never, you know, heard anybody really give a good description of what these adhesive contracts amount to. So I've been reading a book recently, and I'm not through with it yet. It's by a lady by the name of Elizabeth Cross. And it's called, let me get this right here, it's called How I Clobbered Every Cash Confiscatory Agency Known to Man. Wow, that's a mouthful. Excellent book. And again, I'm not through with it. It presents some pretty radical ideas. She's a fun read, though. You can find the book in the PDF format at freedom-school.com. Become my favorite reading site in looking for the path to freedom. As you, many of you remember, a few weeks ago we talked with our guest Jerry Kirk, and Jerry has made some constructive notices and requirements to perform, which have effectively changed his domicile. And as I've recently learned, it's been established that there are at least two different kinds of citizens of the United States. Actually, there are two different kinds of citizen. One is a citizen of the United States, and the other is a citizen of a particular state. And there's some interesting court cases out there. You can read Cruikshank versus the United States and go from there.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Again, I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and we're talking with Michael Bednarik this morning. Michael is a constitutional scholar and an author. And before we get to Michael, I wanted to read you this quote that is attributed to Colonel Edward Mandel House. And as many of you know, Colonel House was our president, Woodrow Wilson's handler. He was assigned to handle him by the Crown in England. And he told Woodrow Wilson in 1913 or thereabouts, "Very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property. That's you and your children. And the word register means surety. In a national system designed to keep track of the people, and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer being able to work and earn a living. They will be our chattels, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering the bills of lading, their birth certificate to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent, secured by their pledges. They will be stripped of their rights and given a commercial value designed to make us a profit, and they will be none the wiser, for not one man in a million could ever figure our plans, and if by accident one or two should figure it out, we have an arsenal plausible deniability. After all, this is the only logical way to fund government. by floating liens and debts to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap us huge profits beyond our wildest expectations and will leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we call social insurance. Without realizing it, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly. The people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption, and we will employ the high office of the presidency of our dummy corporation of the United States of America to foment this plot against America. Colonel Edward Mandel House. Michael, what do you think about all that?
I've been studying the Constitution for 28 years, and I've come across that quote a number of times. And every time I hear it, it just sends chills through my body that anybody could be so evil to deliberately try to enslave, you know, majority of the American population. But that is exactly what their plan was. That's exactly their intention. And anybody who has a Social Security number and submits a 1040 form every April, you know, you've already been enslaved.
And, you know, what's funny about this is that, as he so validly notes in here, that they compel us into commerce. And when they take your birth certificate and they register it, they create this all capital letter straw man corporate entity, and you become the surety for this.
Well, one of the things, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I presume that your listeners have heard that more than once, but it's all pieces of paper. You know, it is not true simply because somebody says that it's true. You know, it's only true because you believe it to be true. When we rewind the clock or the calendar back to 1760, you know, who owned the 13 colonies? Well, anybody that you asked, especially in the 13 colonies, they'd say, well, of course, you know, the king owns the 13 colonies. The king owns all of England. You know, the king owns land around the world. The adage at that time is that the sun never sets on the English Empire because, you know, they had conquered, you know, countries around the world.
And well, it was one in five, right? 20% of the mass of the land of the earth was part of the English Empire.
I've never heard the percentage, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was that much. And my point being that in 1776, everybody believed that the king owned the colonies. After the Declaration of Independence, after the American Revolution, well, the king didn't own the colonies anymore. And what changed? Did we send the king a boatload of money and sign a lease and transfer the deed? No. The only thing that changed was the thought process of the people. In 1760, it was hail to the king. In 1787, well, not so much. You know, we were determined to be independent. So, mostly, it depends on what you are willing to believe. And if you believe that the king owns the 13 colonies, well, then apparently he does. And if you believe that these evil bankers have turned your body into you know, a commodity that can be traded on the stock market, that then, well, it's true if you believe it. But it's not true for me, because I don't believe it for a single damn minute. I am flesh and blood. Anybody who's known me for more than 5 minutes knows that I am stubbornly independent, and I'm not going to do anybody's bidding. I don't care what piece of paper you think you've got. So my job is to go across the United States teaching my Constitution class, changing the way that people think. If you think that you have to fill out a 1040 form and give 50% of your hard-earned work to the IRS, well, then you're going to do it. If you think the government is legitimate and that you are obligated to support any damn thing they do, well, then you're going to. But if you spend 8 hours in my class, I will disabuse you of most of those fallacies. I will teach you the difference between rights and privileges. I will teach you the difference between democracy and republic. I will tell you what the Constitution actually says, because I have this really radical approach. I actually have my students read the Constitution.
Some pretty radical stuff there, huh?
Oh, my God. And you read the quotes from the Founding Fathers. You know, Thomas Jefferson said that what country can preserve its rights if the people do not preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. It's like, wow.
He also said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. And when
right.
the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And I wanted to make this point in today's show, is that I've been going down this freedom path, and I've been studying on how to change my domicile and how to, you know, change who has jurisdiction over me. And every person that I talk to, without exception, has said, in couch terms, of course, they never said this out loud, but this is the way their mind works, I'm afraid of the government. They might take everything I have if I try to do that. They might take me to court and take everything I've got, everything that I've worked for. And, you know, I kind of laugh at the notion, because they've already done that. They've already taken everything you got. You've got nothing now. And if you ever hope to have any, you know, freedom, in my opinion, what has to happen is that you have to nullify or break some of these unlawful contracts, these adhesion contracts that you've been unwittingly tricked into.
Well, and again, I have personally gone through as much of that paperwork as I can. I filed an affidavit of sovereignty back in 1997 that I typed up myself. There's no government form that you can fill out in order to be free. You know, you just have to do it. And I've sent out, you know, paperwork and contracts, and but it's, you know, my paper is no more valid than their paper. It's only valid if I can get them to believe it. So, you know, my probability of getting the government to believe it.
My understanding of it is that you notice your servants. So you send them a constructive notice, and you
right.
give them a requirement to perform. And if they fail to perform, and you've had it notarized and it's recorded, then it's public knowledge that that's fact.
It may be legally true. It may be consistent with all the paperwork. But, you know, there are laws all over the place saying that you're not allowed to kill people. You know, murder is considered a bad thing in most places. Well, how many pieces of paper do we have to stop murders from happening?
Well, you know, we can make murder legal. It's very simple. You know, the United States is part of the UN Security Council, and in order to have a war somewhere, you have to have the top five in the Security Council agree to it. But when the, you know, Russia and China didn't agree to the balkanization of Eastern Europe, well, then we just wrote a public opinion. We made it legal. We went over there. We killed 1 million people. We changed the lines the way we wanted to, and it's all legal. We can just model the words and use our word art and make anything legal.
Well, as they've said many times, political power comes from the barrel of a gun. And, I mean, that's not...
Exactly.
That's not trying to incite anybody to riot. It's basically it's just a statement of fact. You know, you can write anything you want on paper. The question is, how are you going to enforce it? If you can't enforce it, then it doesn't really matter what you've written. And if you can enforce it, it doesn't matter what you've written. You know, they make all these things, you know, legal on paper, and there's a difference between legal and lawful. And, you know, the difference between you and I and all of our patriot friends and the government is the government is willing to come in with guns and enforce what they want to be true. And people like you and I mean, we're not prone to violence. We mostly just want to live our lives.
You know, I was a professional athlete, and I was prone to violence.
Well,
professional football is a very violent game. And
yeah.
We've got to go back to break here, Michael. Stay with us out there. We're going to take questions after the half hour. We're going to take calls. And you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. Today we're speaking with Michael Bednarik. He's a constitutional author, scholar, and teacher activist. Michael, I understand you're here in Dallas today. When is your next class? Do you have a class coming up here in the Dallas area?
I am very excited. I have classes scheduled all the way through every weekend through the end of May. The first one will be March 6th. At the AG Trading Post, our mutual friend Rob Gray has started a store that only accepts constitutional money, in other words, silver. And I am going to be teaching my class there on a regular basis. And in order to promote the store and my class, the only thing I will take for the class at that location is silver, and I discount it to 2 ounces of silver. Everywhere else, it's 4 ounces of silver or $100, depending on how you'd like to do that.
Well, you know, that's a really a money-saving offer, you know, seeing how they've beat the price of silver down to whatever it is now, $16.50, you know, 2 ounces of silver. You know, that's a very fair price, and I watched your video where you explained quid pro quo. Why don't you go ahead and explain that to people again and why you only take silver for your class?
Quid pro quo is Latin. It means something for something. And today we refer to it as tit for tat. But before the Federal Reserve Act, gold and silver were the only constitutional money in the United States. And every transaction, I mean, you may have exchanged physical paper, but that paper was based in gold or silver. And so you have an apple and I've got silver and we agree to exchange, we have exchanged property. You know, I've given you silver, you've given me a physical apple, and because we've done that, we automatically fall under common law. Common law is the Constitution. It is the law of property.
And I want to make a special note there to expand on the concept of property. And I just read a definition of property the other day, and it occurred to me that the most valuable property that I had, my God-given inalienable rights, were stripped from me by this fraud of registering your birth certificate immediately after my birth. And I desperately want to get those rights back.
Well, absolutely. But so common law is law of property. And when you and I exchange property, we automatically fall under common law. Well, in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed, which, I mean, it's so blatantly unconstitutional. The Congress was given the authority to coin money. It was explicitly denied the opportunity to print money. And so, implicitly, Congress has no authority to give power away. So even if Congress had the power to print money, they certainly couldn't give that power to the Federal Reserve Act. In 1933.
And also it's specifically stated in the Constitution that the state cannot emit bills. You know, they can't make debt.
Well, that's, you know, evading me at the moment. But, you know, the point is that when they took the gold and silver away from us, they also took away from us the opportunity to, you know, be in common law. And so because they had colorable money, they also had colorable law, which is statutory law. And
And I wanted to comment on this, that when you go into court now, you're no longer in a common law court, obviously. You're in a court of commerce.
Yes.
And it's my understanding, whenever you go into that court of commerce, that everything is about the contract that you have.
Right.
And so I think the most important Supreme Court case that anyone can understand very easily, and we hear about it all the time, but we never seem to fully understand the significance of it, is Miranda versus Arizona. And they clearly tell you when they read you your rights that anything you say can and will be used against you. And so this is the right to shut up. And if you understand contracts, there's four parts of a legal contract: full disclosure, equal consideration, the terms must be lawful. The terms and conditions of the contract must be lawful. And it must be signed by all parties. And so we can see that the contract that converts us into a straw man, this corporation for purposes of the Internal Revenue Code, it's surely not a legal contract. There was no disclosure. And, of course, the signature, all parties are not involved.
Well, they are perpetrating this huge fraud against us, and people, you need to understand the rules of the game if you're going to have any hope of even playing the game, much less winning the game.
And there we are, back up against our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Michael Bednarik, constitutional author, scholar, and activist. We'll be back in just 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today. This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And we're back. We're talking with Michael Bednarik today. Michael, I want to give you another opportunity here to plug your class over at the AG Trading Post. Can you tell us a web address or somewhere that we can go to look up the address of the AG Trading Post and the times of your scheduled classes there?
Absolutely. My website is newly redesigned. I'm very excited because we just released it to the public. My website is constitutionpreservation.org. It's the same name, but it's all redesigned and pretty and should allow people to keep track of the information. They can also call me directly if they choose, 512-461-0995.
Well, you don't hear that too much. People giving out their phone number and asking caller, you know, listeners to call them directly, and you know, it surely, you know, is testament, you know, to you, Michael, and your honorable way of life. Let me put it that way.
I'm a man on a mission.
You're a man on a mission. You know, I seem to be driven by a similar mission, Michael. And this is, you know, this all started for me in listening to the debates in the 2008 presidential election when, of course, Ron Paul was marginalized, and but what really struck me is someone asked Rudy Giuliani about September 11th and Building 7, And, you know, Giuliani's answer was, you know, security, you know, throw this guy out. You know, this is nonsense. These conspiracy theories, you know, this is heresy. And I was so stunned by the comments and the actions of the security at the meeting that I went and I started getting into all this 9/11 truth stuff. And, oh, it's absolutely just eye-opening. And once you start digging down that rabbit hole, it just does seem to go on forever.
Yes, it does. And it is so strange. It's so far outside of anybody's normal thought process that they live in denial. It's like, no, that can't be possible. Not my government. You know, not the, you know, United States. My goodness. You know, that could never happen.
And I've been making the point, and we talked about it just before the break, that, you know, the government is based on fraud. I mean, in the Constitution, there's a guarantee clause that guarantees us a Republican form of government. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what they've been telling me.
Now, when they formed this U.S. corporation, it changed the form of government to a legislative democracy, right?
That's the way I look at it.
And isn't democracy the best friend of the socialists?
Yes, because you go from democracy to socialism to communism.
Exactly my point.
there is nothing good about democracy. Most people think that the United States is a democracy. Well, democracy is majority wins and the minority loses. 51% of the people in a democracy can vote to take away your property. 51% can vote to limit your rights.
It's mob rule.
It is mob rule. Rosie O'Donnell thought that she could go to Washington, D.C. with a million moms and just vote the Second Amendment out of existence. Well, you may or may not agree with her, but if Rosie O'Donnell can eliminate the Second Amendment, some other group can go in and eliminate the First Amendment and just vote away your freedom of religion.
And, of course, the corporate lawyers, they can go, and the corporate attorneys, they can eliminate the original 13th Amendment and just bury it, even though it was properly ratified in 1819.
Well, there's a lot of things that, you know, your average person is not going to understand, they're not going to believe. As an instructor, I mean, you have to kind of spoon feed the people the information. I mean, when you have a baby, you know, you don't give the baby steak and baked potato. Go, wow, you're really going to like this. Well, steak and baked potato may be really great for adults, but babies are not ready for it. And intellectually, you have to understand that most of the people walking around, I mean, if you start telling them about the other 13th Amendment and about, you know, the bankers and all of this fraud, I mean, they're going to choke. They're not ready for that much information. And most people, unfortunately, don't get that. They just think that, you know, well, gosh, I've learned it, so all I got to do is just sit down and tell people about it, and, you know, and then it's all going to be okay.
And what I've been trying to do, Michael, is I've been trying to lead people in a way that first they can understand what's happened to them, and then secondly, you know, there's a potential path where they can, change these contracts. Because what we have to understand is that everything in our life now is contract. All courts are about contracts, and if you know how to contract, and of course, being able to contract unlimitedly also gives you the right to not contract at all. And whenever you go into a court of law, and of course it's, you know, my greatest desire to stay out of these, you know, judicial courts, because, you know, they're just a collection agency for all these illegal, you know, municipal, you know, corporate entities, you know, the ATF and the IRS and the CIA and the FBI and all of these are part of a municipal corporation.
Well, I mean, I agree. I'm familiar with all the paperwork, but until the American people are willing to back up their ideas and enforce those ideas, which, you know, means different things to different people, you know, then it's just a piece of paper.
And, you know, I try to make the point about the money, you know, being a debt-based currency that we have here, and, you know, the fact that the corporation, you know, of America owes whatever it is now, $14 trillion, that, you know, why would you accept this you know, worthless debt, you know, for your work or for anything?
Well, again, people that have a lot of learning to do, there's a lot for them to understand. And those of us who do know the answers, we just have to give other people a break. We can't expect them to learn, you know, everything that we've learned. I've studied the Constitution for 28 years. There's no way that my students can learn everything that I know in an 8-hour class. I mean, I'm certainly trying to reduce that learning curve. You know, I'm trying to get people to understand a lot faster because I'm connecting the dots. But, you know, I know that students in my class are going to have this incredible cup runneth over, you know, feeling, you know, because it is so disturbing.
And what I'm trying to make people aware of is that, you know, you can't really go into a court of law in today's world and argue your, you know, God-given inalienable rights protected by the Constitution. And the reason that's true is because, you know, you're in a court of commerce. You're in the collection agent's court. And, you know, their sole function is to collect money for, you know, what I like to refer to as the banksters.
Right.
And, you know, the most important thing to understand whenever you go to court is the four parts of a legal contract, your ability to contract or to not contract. And I recommend that any time that you, you know, are invited to court, that you not contract with them and, you know, that you find a way to not go.
Yeah.
If you do have to go, then, you know, shut your mouth. You know, quote Miranda versus Arizona, and don't enter into a contract with the court.
Right.
I mean, it seems to me that, you know, since our name is hearsay, you know, the very first thing they do is ask you your name and do you understand the charges. And, of course, if you don't, you know, if you, well, I mean, your name is hearsay. It's what other people told you it is, but you have no direct knowledge of that fact. You have no direct knowledge of your own birth, and you're a flesh and blood human being. You're not the person that's been called in the court of law. You know, that's your fiction. And this lady that I've been reading, Elizabeth Croft, says that she has a remedy to that. And basically she calls it a financing statement whereby she takes control of her straw man debtor and you know, she records this, you know, at county records. It's really hard to understand until you can understand, you know, this whole concept of you're a flesh and blood natural person, and that for Internal Revenue Code purposes, you know, a person is a defined corporation, which you've been registered as, you know, after your birth. That's, you know, how the Department of Commerce issues your birth certificate. They register it and they place you as a surety.
I'm not going to argue. I mean, I agree. But like I said, I mean, I don't go to those lengths in my class because, you know, most of the people who come to my class are just starting out. And, I'm not interested in overwhelming them.
I understand. And, you know, I what kind of led me down this path, Michael, is, you know, licensure and this whole idea that you have to license your car, especially in light of the Supreme Court cases that say that it's, you know, every citizen's right to travel in his automobile. And in fact, you know, the highways are called public right of ways. And it just, you know, it drove me crazy. Why do we have to license our vehicles? And the answer, you know, turns out that it's very simple. Again, your vehicle, when you buy it, you give a power of attorney. That power of attorney allows the vehicle to be placed as a surety with the state. It's registered. Once it's registered, the state declares it to be a motor vehicle, and of course, motor vehicles are engaged in commerce, and so you must be licensed, and, you know. And so everyone's been tricked out of their God-given right, you know, to self-locomotion and to self-determination, to determine when they get up and where they go and when they go. And effectively now what we have to do is we have to pay a license fee, a registration. We have to rent our vehicle so that we can drive it on the road, so we can go to the store and buy food and water for our family. We have to ask permission.
Agreed.
So, you know, this drives me crazy that, you know, this whole idea of licensing things that are completely lawful. I mean, why would a person ever have to purchase a license for something that's perfectly legal, lawful for you to do?
Well, they've been tricked into it.
And again, you know, my purpose is to try to help people to understand the tricks. And the tricks are word art. The tricks are semantics. The tricks are, you know, how you refer to things. You know, driving is a commercial activity. You know, it's just, you know, if you think about it, you've invited the government into your very marriage by getting a license permit. I mean, how can you need a license to get married?
Well, I discussed that in my book, you know, rights versus privileges, and again, people are usually pretty shocked and stunned, because I don't give them answers. I lead them logically to the answers so they can figure things out themselves, and people are far more prone to accept something when it is their answer rather than somebody just lecturing to them.
Right, and I have a tendency, a bad tendency, Michael, I'll admit it, to be preachy.
Yeah. And well, that's the problem that most of us in the Patriot, you know, when you discover all this stuff, you're so shocked, you realize how, you know, far we are down the rabbit hole, and you also recognize that there's not a whole lot of time left, so we tend to ramp things up a little bit. You know, you get on the elevator with somebody and, you know, from the first floor to the 10th floor, you try to turn them into a patriot. They usually walk off the elevator in a daze, hoping that they won't encounter you anymore.
And yes, I've definitely had that. I think more so I've had the reaction of like, wow, how do you know all this stuff? And can you give me a brain dump? How do I immediately learn all these things? You know, I kind of had that experience last night with one of the people that I talked to there, and you know, I think I've made a new friend.
Well, good. I'm very pleased.
So, where would you start all this at? Simplify it for us to say, where do you start on all this?
The difference between rights and privileges. A right is something that you can do without asking. Like thinking. If I tell your audience they are not allowed to think about a black cat, I absolutely forbid thinking about a black cat, especially during this radio program. Well, I mean, that's laughable. There's no way that I can control somebody else's thought process, and, you know, simply by talking about it, you know, people are going to think about the black cat, even if they want to just draw the circle, you know, with a line through it. So thinking is something you can do without asking. You know, a privilege is something that someone of a higher authority allows you to do. And, you know, basically, we the people have individual rights. We give the government privileges, and we can take those privileges away from them at any time, you know, we feel the need to do so.
Well, and you just said it, and it seemed like an oxymoron to me. You said that some higher authority gives you a privilege. And if you believe that you're a sovereign in the United States, then there is no higher authority. How can anyone give you a privilege?
That's correct. So, but it's a major change in the way that people think.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's a little bit like discovering that you've been adopted when you're already 50 years old. I mean, it's just a shock to the system. And, you know, it requires significant amount of time to process that information. So, you know, when people learn this, it's going to take them a while to, you know, figure things out. But we need to be patient with them. They're coming along.
We've got to go back to break. And when we come back, we've got George in Texas, caller. We're going to talk with George and see what's on his mind. You're listening to Michael Bednarik and Phil Pozderek, and it's Positively Unconstitutional.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're speaking with constitutional author and scholar Michael Bednarik. And we're going to have George in Texas, our caller, join us now. And George, what's on your mind? You got a question for us?
Hello?
Hey,
hello,
George.
Yeah, how you doing? Mike, glad you're making a good, speedily recovery.
Well, thank you so much. I'm back to 100%.
Well, anyway, you know, I've been corresponding with people in Russia, You know, it's, there's one woman I know who's a lawyer for the Ministry of Health, sat there and said, now I know why Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple, because look at all this fraud we're under. You know, we don't own our house, we don't own our cars, our children, our chattel property. It's because of all these bankers, and, you know, as long as we have this Federal Reserve System, we'll never get our constitutional government back.
It's all the way that people think. If you think that the king owns the 13 colonies, then for all intents and purposes, he does. If we can change the way that people think in the United States and get them to stop thinking that we have to fill out a 1040 form and give half of our output to the government, then we won't have to do it anymore. But it's all the way that people think.
Well, the thing is, one thing I noticed about Russia, they're going the opposite direction than we are in many respects.
In some respects. I wouldn't say in many respects. You know, things go through various cycles, but I still think that the United States is still the greatest, place on earth, and we need to get off the couch and keep it that way. As Thomas Jefferson said, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance.
Just like some of these attorneys, I like to know, where is in the Constitution that says a lawyer needs to have a bar certification from a private corporation?
Well, it doesn't say that. The Constitution is actually very limited on what it does say. It doesn't, create something in every phase of our lives. It just establishes what the government can and mostly cannot do.
One thing I did tell a state highway patrol officer, he sat there and told me my driving is a privilege. I said, you wearing that uniform is a privilege. My driving's a right.
George, let me explain something to you. And this is where, again, the word art of the attorneys and the lawyers and the legal system tricks us. Driving is a privilege. And the reason that driving is a privilege is because the word driving is defined as a commercial activity. Now, you can get into your personal conveyance or your private conveyance, and you can convey from place to place, or you can travel from place to place in a personal conveyance, and that is your right. But you cannot drive a motor vehicle. Now, since the state has taken the title to that automobile, they've classified it as a motor vehicle, and you cannot escape until you revoke your power of attorney and get the actual title to your car, and send constructive notice to the state that that's your personal private conveyance.
Well, I tell you one thing. I went to a county auction, and I bought a four-wheel drive county truck. You know what they gave me? They gave me the manufacturer's certificate of origin.
Now, that's a clear title.
And I drive with no plates on that, no insurance.
Absolutely. You should make constructive notice and have it notarized and record it that that is your private conveyance. In this way, they're on notice that that is not a motor vehicle and you are not in commerce, and they cannot compel you into commerce.
Well, you know, the thing is, there's something out in plain sight in Texas. If you look at all the government vehicles, they all say exempt. Why do they say exempt? Because they hold their own, the title, the manufacturer certificate of origin. They hold clear title, so they're exempt.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And we're to the end of the hour. We're speaking with constitutional scholar and author Michael Bednarik. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It's all positively unconstitutional.
With recent internet.